With new spins revealed weeks before the season kicks off and a cast that's already raising eyebrows, it's sure to be the most twisted summer yet in the Big Brother house.
All season long, we'll be recapping the weeks and dishing out our hot takes on strategy, showmances, and Julie Chen Moonves.
If you want to feel like you're sitting in your living room gossiping about Big Brother with your best friends, you've come to the right place. I'm Madison.
And I'm AJ, and this is On the Block,
a podcast about Big Brother. So the first thing we want to talk about are the twists for this season.
Yeah, what's going on? What's the new surprise for this season?
So the first thing is this teams situation that is supposed to last for 4 weeks. Four captains choose players for their team based on 90-second clips of each house guest. And then the captains actually compete for HOH. And the winning captain's entire team is safe for the week.
So four captains. Has this ever been done? Besides the two.
They've done the two HOHs before. I've never really seen this done in teams. There was Battle of the Block where you competed in like a two-person team. But I've never seen it done where only four people compete for HOH.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Now, I might be wrong, but I remember off the top of my head, this is new. It'll also be interesting because I don't know if the house guests will know that they're in teams.
Until they get into the house.
Except for the
four captains.
Right. So, it should be interesting.
I wonder if it's going to stay that way through the whole season. Or if teams will be able to...
They say it's only going to last for 4 weeks.
Okay.
But it's probably going to change the dynamic of alliances because once you've been working together for 4 weeks, I mean, that's a whole month in the house.
Yeah, and that's usually like where the strongest teams or alliances come together is the start of it.
Yeah, so it could really change. Anyone who we think might be aligned might not be because if they're just going to work with the same people from their teams. Or there could be a lot of backstabbing and people just go against their teams.
Which probably, I think there's going to be a lot of underdealing.
Thinking about someone throwing an HOH comp when you have a whole team on your back because you might be working with another captain of a team. I mean, that
would be wild.
That would be crazy. That would be crazy. So then there's also this wild card competition where the three losing teams get to choose one player to compete. And the winner can take safety for the week in exchange for a punishment. Now, it's unclear whether that punishment is just for themselves, for their entire team, or for the entire house.
That'd be crazy.
So, that's kind of a gamble. So, you could say, I feel safe. I'm not going to take safety for the week and just trust that no one's going to put me up. And then no one gets punished. But if you don't feel safe, you could take it, but then you'd be punishing everyone else, and they might come after you.
Yeah, that would break up teams pretty quick.
The next week. So then there's this double or nothing, which we have no idea what this means. It's just been said. So that is just sort of, for lack of a better term, a wild card. I don't know what that's
going to... Yeah, what do you think? Like, do you think there'll be, like, double eliminations, double punishments?
Ooh, that's actually... A double or nothing elimination, so two people get evicted or nobody gets evicted. That would be crazy. Oh, I wonder if there's got to be a button this year that someone's going to be tempted to push.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite. Okay, so then the theme of the house is beach theme, which could be really fun and cool. I haven't been too impressed with the houses. Well, you haven't really seen any...
No.
But I haven't been very impressed with the houses in the past few years. So I hope that this beach theme is a little bit more, I don't know, exciting and cute. I like cute Big Brother homes. There's a possible live move-in. So it's possible that these house guests have not even moved into the house. Normally they move in like 5 to 7 days prior so that the first episode has some substance. But it could be us watching them live.
And they all meet for the first time.
On the premiere night, yeah.
Jump into teams, jump into the challenge.
Yeah, so allegedly on night one, an HOH will be crowned. So that will be... if they haven't all met yet, it'll be really interesting to see that dynamic all have to play out in an hour or two.
Yeah.
Which will be really crazy. So the cast, most of the info I got from the cast came from the CBS Big Brother Twitter and a US article, which had a lot of detail about the Big Brother cast. And I will link that in the description as well. General consensus from Twitter, there are not a lot of West Coast people.
Yeah. There's like three?
Two.
They're
all East Coast. They did deliver on their diversity promise. It's a pretty diverse cast as far as race. Age, not so much. The oldest cast member is 40. And a lot of them are like 27.
Yeah, so it's all pretty
comparable. They're kind of all in that same age, which is interesting. They normally have like an older.
Yeah, but nice that we got diversity.
I mean, we'll take what we can get, I suppose.
That social climate helping us out right now.
I mean, yeah. Black Lives Matter, right?
Let's hope so, everybody.
Okay, so we can look at... Let's just go through the cast. First one is Christian.
So Christian holding it down from Connecticut.
He's from Connecticut. General contractor.
It seems like he's an outdoor type person, so he might have some skills.
He likes Zach and Frankie. We're big fans of...
That Zanky combo.
Zanky. I mean, he seems pretty... Connecticut. Xavier, 27, Kalamazoo, Michigan. He's an attorney.
Oh. And looks pretty athletic, too.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, he has 10 siblings. I feel like he's going to do well. I mean, if he's lived with that many people his whole life.
Yeah. He's going to feel comfortable around people, being able to navigate it.
He's an attorney, so I feel like he kind of can, like, manipulate people.
Yeah.
Derek F., Philadelphia, safety officer. Oh, he likes Derek and Cody. Okay, so he's a fan of the Hitmen. That's a good alliance to be a fan of.
So he's been studying the game.
Safety officer. So I could kind of see him being like a Derek. Derek F. being a Derek.
Yeah.
If he can like cover that up kind of like Derek did. Hannah, 21. She's younger for the cast. Chicago.
What does she do?
She's a graduate student. Okay. Oh, she's calculated, composed, and versatile.
Interesting. Never give up all your information. That's her life motto.
Oh, okay. So she might be sneaky.
Better watch out for her.
All right. And then our girl Whitney from Portland.
Holding it down.
We're from Portland. Don't know her, though. We'll see how she does. Let's just keep going from. Travis... from Austin, Texas. Lives in Honolulu. That's cool.
He's probably an outdoors type again.
Totally. He's a published author. Okay.
Travels a lot. Not bad. So it looks like we have a few people that are kind of the outdoor exploring. And then we have some people that are a little bit, they might be coming in a little bit more calculated and sly. Yeah.
Okay, here's Tiffany. Okay, so she's the oldest house guest. She's 40, but she'll turn 41 in the Big Brother house if she's still there in August. She is a phlebotomist. She seems...
I don't know. She seems like she's like a genuine good person.
Yeah, she just seems kind of boring to me.
Yeah.
Like, she seems very basic. Like, she's kind, funny, outgoing. Like, she's excited to sleep in the HOH room. Like, okay, that's... I wouldn't be, like, that wouldn't be my excitement if I was going to do Big Brother.
Well,
like,
you better be to win. I want to win the competition.
I want to sleep in the HOH. No, that's not... Okay, Sarah, she's 27, will also turn 28 in the house if she's still there.
And we're going to have some parties.
So, okay, she seems flowery.
Yeah.
Flower child. Kylan Young, he's 29. Oh, he's going to have a birthday real soon.
Yeah, everyone's going to be having birthdays out here. Loves the movies. I'm a fan of that. We're homies already.
All right, so he likes movies, and he's the only one from California this year, which is really crazy because normally there's like 5 or 6 people from LA.
Yeah.
Frenchie, love the name. He's 34 and he's a farmer. I think he's going to be like a sneaky.
Yeah.
Like he's probably going to be super nice, like friends with everybody.
Yeah, he seems like a cool dude.
Kind of like Donnie was in the beginning of his season.
I think he's going to be able to bring it through the end.
Well, yeah, because he could probably compete pretty well in comps. Yep. But he seems like he's probably just going to be this like nice like country guy.
Fitting in with everybody.
Yeah. Derek X. Okay, Baltimore. He's a startup founder.
Okay.
Okay, he's 24. Yeah, he is probably going to be super, super calculated.
Yeah.
And, like, really make moves very strategically. Oh, he, of course, he likes Dr. Will. So, yeah, he is going to be super, super strategic. Christy, okay, 27, Philadelphia.
Lives in North Hollywood, NoHo.
Okay, so she's kind of a California person, but she's from Philly, representing for Philly. Okay, of course, everybody likes Derek and Cody.
Yeah, easy.
But nobody wants to be that loyal. That's the key. Nobody wants to be loyal enough to be like Derek and Cody. She's vegan. Oh, that'll be interesting to see how she does in the house. I wonder what they do with, like, food for
vegans.
That's
a great question.
Or, like, slop. Like, what is slop made out of if you're vegan?
We'll have some vegan slop for her.
Brittany is from Niagara Falls. She's a kindergarten teacher, and she's 24. Oh, she reminds me of my friend, Tracy, if you're listening.
Shout out to Tracy. What's up?
Okay, she seems, like, just nice. Like, she likes making TikToks and...
running and swimming.
Yeah, she seems like a nice gal.
Helping out the kiddos.
Okay, Brent is Cody Calafiori from...
he looks like Cody.
All of his seasons. I mean, just he's from New England. He's probably going to talk just like the Calafioris. Like, he seems...
adventurous, passionate, confident.
Flight attendant. He just seems like he is just chilling. Oh, and he likes Tyler, Crispin, and Angela. Okay, so he likes Tangela. I liked them, okay. They were all right. Azza. I hope we're saying that right. Azza.
We'll figure it out soon enough. Don't call us out on that.
She's 30 from Baltimore. Okay, so I noticed, I want to call this out now. There are people from the same place.
Like, I wonder if anybody... if they actually know each other.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they might. I mean, that's happened before.
Hmm. And then imagine them getting paired in different teams.
Or on the same team, and then everyone thinks it was planned. Oh, okay.
Juicy, juicy.
She is interesting. She seems very athletic. She describes herself as charismatic. So she might be like a friendly, like going
she
around.
She seems like she'd be a competitor.
Friends.
Yeah. And also cool.
Alyssa, her birthday's also going to be this summer. Goodness, she's 24 from Sarasota. She designed swimwear. She was featured on a Hooters billboard.
Nice, big
time. So she's going to be the, like, love crush of the summer, I have a feeling.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys in the house are going to be going after her.
Yeah. Gosh, I guess we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, that looks like a solid mix of people.
I do like, so far, the mixed bag, I think, is going to make for... it just makes it more interesting than in past summers where you kind of feel like, oh, this person was cast as, like, the country bumpkin. This person was cast as, like, the muscle head. And this person was cast as, like, the dramatic black woman. And you kind of have all of these, like, types that are in it every year.
Yeah.
It does feel like this season is kind of like, oh, well, who is who? You can't really
tell.
Yeah,
it seems like it's a mix where it's, like, everyone's going to be competing and battling with each other rather than a separation of, like...
yeah, like cool kids and nerds or whatever. Yeah. No, I think this
it might be a fun house to watch. They might all be like super tight and friends.
I'm hoping so. I think that is, we need that this year. We made a Big Brother bracket that you can fill out to see if you can predict the winner of this year's season.
The link to download the bracket is in the show notes. Share your prediction online with hashtag BB23Bracket.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening to be the first to hear new episodes every Friday during the Big Brother season. I'm Madison McGee.
And I'm AJ Christensen.
And don't get on the block week one. That shit's embarrassing. On the Block is a production of Yes Studios.
Our music is by Harrison Amir.